On to item 10, reports. Item A, any trustee reports on meetings or seminars or conferences? Connie?
Yes, I had the opportunity to go to the SIT conference last weekend. Unfortunately, my flight down was canceled, and I had to fly out in the morning, so I missed several of the ones I was most looking forward to.
Bummer.
Keeping it brief, there was a speaker on the Middle East who I would describe as a diplomat that was very calm, cool, and collected, and also a half-full kind of guy, as he described some of the recent comments made about the possibilities for Gaza as a creative solution that might reset the framework for discussions. And I thought that was a very interesting perspective on how to frame some of the recent comments. Overall, I think there was a lot more questions that the speakers provided rather than answers for the political climate and investment outlook. One national defense speaker did focus on DOGE and the Pentagon and coming up, but noted that it's the fat is well marbled in terms of the budget, and it's going to be hard to excise. I don't know if this was intentional or if he used his metaphors appropriately, as one of the next speakers was talking about lipid nanoparticles to keep the fat references going and how we can use them to deliver treatments to your cells. So overall, it was a very good conference. Yes. So it was a diverse set of speaking things in terms of the topics that were covered, and it was very beneficial. Would highly recommend for any trustee to attend in the future.
Yeah, that looked like a good conference. I'm sorry you missed the beginning of it. Was that a Southwest mishap?
No, it was actually the atmospheric river. I flew out of the local airport near me, Santa Rosa, and the plane coming in couldn't land because of water on the runway.
It's a problem.
Who would have thought water ends up on the runways?
Who knew? All right, thank you, Tony. Any other trustee reports? Not seeing any. Let's move on to item B, staff reports. Christina.
So I know we've talked a lot about dashboards today, but CSER has created a dashboard on the website that we're calling the CSER Impact Page. And it lists some of the data that I've provided to the board on how many payees we have, how many are in the local community, what our retirement processing time is, pension dollars. So when you get a chance, you can check out the website at CSER.gov/impact and see if there's any other data elements that you think would be important for the community to see. We are also finalizing an 80th anniversary logo. This is our 80th year. July 1st, we'll be hitting 80 years. So as we get closer to that date, you'll start seeing that logo be rolled out and used in signatures and different things around CSERA. And then lastly, an update on March retirements. It is our busy season. We are currently at 75 applications, which is running pretty much in line with what we had last year. So it's looking like we're having a pretty good pace and we'll be able to keep up with it well.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other staff reports? Pretty much wore you out, did we? All right. Seeing none.